Support for Living on Earth comes from listeners like you. To make a donation, please use the link to the left of this webpage. And thanks.
Support for Living on Earth comes from the National Science Foundation and Stonyfield Farm.
From the Jennifer and Ted Stanley studios in Somerville, Massachusetts, this is Living on Earth. I'm Bruce Gellerman, in for Steve Kerwood. The Bush administration is set to propose new rules for old power plants that burn coal. The rules are intended to streamline operations, but critics charge they violate the Clean Air Act. One of the leading critics is Eric Schaefer. 6 years ago, Schaefer was the official at the EPA in charge of enforcing federal environmental laws, but he quit, protesting that the Bush administration was preventing him from doing his job. Now Schaefer is the head of an EPA watchdog group, the Environmental Integrity Project.
What the administration wants to do now is basically rewrite the law, change the law here at the last minute, and they would do that by changing the definition of pollution increase. And the long and short of it is this change would allow a power plant to increase their emissions by thousands of tons a year without having to get permits and without having to put on pollution controls.
Now, as I understand it, what they're proposing is they want to say that if a power plant updates or makes a major modification, they count their pollution not over a course of a year, but over an hour.
Yeah, and here's why that matters. Let's say I have a car and that I drive 50 miles an hour, and that's my normal rate of speed. But I'm, of course, only using it a few hours a day. Let's say I take the same car, and suddenly I'm driving it all the time. Well, I'm going to burn a lot more gasoline, and of course, I'm going to generate more emissions. What the administration basically wants to do is let you take that car, and instead of driving it a few hours a day, drive it all the time. So if you're tooling along at 50 miles an hour, they would say, well, you're still at 50 miles an hour. Even though you're driving a lot more, we're going to pretend those extra emissions don't exist.
So if this proposed rule change did go into effect, how much extra pollution do you think would be emitted?
Some plants could double their emissions under this new rule. So if you're a plant that's got 30, 40,000 tons of sulfur dioxide a year now, you could go to 70 or 80,000 tons. It'll vary by region because some states have their own rules that are pretty strict. One thing that's hard to grasp is these are the oldest, dirtiest plants. Many of them have never had the most basic kind of pollution control equipment installed. Okay, they're the so-called grandfathered plants, and they've been operating without scrubbers, which have been required for new plants for 30, 40 years. So it really matters when these oldest and dirtiest plants get to suddenly double their operating time and just thumb their nose at the law and say, ha-ha, you can't catch me, because even though my emissions have doubled, my hourly emissions are somehow bumping along at the same rate. And that's what this rule would do.
I was looking at the cost of scrubbers, and I didn't realize it. $300, $400 million per plant?
Yeah, that's a scrubber for a large baseload plant. But again, you know, those costs can sound scary. What happens, though, is the company will take that investment in pollution control technology, and they'll, of course, borrow the money at very low interest rates, and they'll roll that cost over about a 20 or 30 year period. So the true cost of putting a scrubber on is, I don't know, $10 to $15 million a year. If you look at the annualized cost, it's actually much lower. The other thing to remember is that according to the White House, a ton of sulfur dioxide costs the public health about $7,000 a year, each ton. Some of these plants put out 100,000 tons a year of sulfur dioxide. So you're looking at a public health cost of $700 million a year. And that's because the pollution from these plants creates fine particles that get into your lungs and trigger lung diseases and heart diseases and cause premature death. And so the bottom line is a large plant can cost the public about $700 million a year. Asking them to spend $10 or $15 million a year to put on a scrubber, that seems like a bargain to me. It does cost money to do the right thing. It's not free. And when it's not required, it's not the kind of thing that power plants are going to do voluntarily. I wish I could tell you, on a lot of environmental debates, there really are two sides. And while I may passionately argue one position, I can kind of understand the advocates on the other side, and you can hope to reach some kind of compromise. I just don't see that here. I don't see that here. This is nothing but a power play at the last minute with really no public policy argument behind it. It's something that's going to increase pollution and make people sicker.
You still have plenty of friends in the EPA, right?
Oh, sure I do. Just talked to one this morning, in fact.
Yeah, what do they say about this?
They're disgusted. Really disgusted. This rule was opposed, I think it's fair to say, by just about every career civil servant at EPA. They know it's environmentally outrageous and legally very fishy and likely to be withdrawn by the next administration. So putting this out at the end is really kind of, I don't know, it's, I guess, a last gasp. I keep thinking of the Terminator. You know, the Bush administration has been taken to court on clean air rollback after clean air rollback. And by and large, the courts have blasted the administration's efforts to weaken the Clean Air Act. And you turn around and here's one more rule, like crawling over the fence, like one of those robots out of the Terminator. It's like you can't do anything to stop these guys until they're finally out of town.
So you mean like hasta la vista, baby?
Yeah, that's right. This won't be the only rule they try to get away with. I expect there will be kind of a midnight run of bad regulations that are on the industry's wish list, and they'll be throwing more of these over the fence in their last days. But what a way to leave EPA by parking these, you know, these really bad environmental rules on the doorstep of the next administration. What a legacy.
Eric Schaefer resigned as the chief of regulatory enforcement at the EPA in 2002. He's now the head of the Environmental Integrity Project.